Maureen Dillon Teasdale, looking for the Cube 88.9 FM, and we're talking with Charlie McCoy today. So welcome, Charlie. So you're coming to Centennial Theatre with J.D. Gordon on June 15th to play, so that's quite exciting.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I've played in Quebec once before, several years ago in Stansted, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. Now, you've recorded 40 albums. You have a book out recently. You've gotten several awards. And in 2009, you were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So that's quite an honor.
That was, it was something years ago I never thought possible. But they added a new category. Lucky me.
Mm-hmm.
Studio musician. And, I was one of the lucky ones. Yeah, there's been five of us so far.
Well, that's great, and I'm sure you worked very hard for it, too. You have a lot of different awards.
Well, I've been lucky. I've started recording. I started my first recording session as a studio musician in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still working, so it's a lot of years and a lot of recording.
Oh, good for you. That's really great. Great experience there. Yeah, give us some of examples of some of the memories and maybe some of the awards you won that maybe stand out more than the others.
Well, of course, the Hall of Fame is that's about the top of the hill right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also in the International Musicians Hall of Fame, the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame, which is my home state.
Mm-hmm.
I have couple of CMA Award Instrumentalists of the Year in 72 and 73, seven times with the Academy of Country Music Instrumentalist, and I have a Grammy, which is pretty doggone special, too.
It is, the Grammy.
The Real McCoy,
okay.
Our biggest album, yeah.
You traveled a lot. How has the traveling experience been for you?
Well, you know, it gets harder and harder. I've been to Japan 21 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say, well, you like Japan? I said, yeah, I like to be in Japan. I just don't like to go there.
Okay.
The travel is hard. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's always hard. And, of course, everyone knows now that world situations have made air travel much more difficult than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, unfortunately, I mean, that's the only way we have to get places if we're going a long distance, you know. So it is what it is, and if you want to do this bad enough, then you know,
mm-hmm.
do what it takes.
Okay, well, stressful too, traveling. I can understand that, and tiring. Tell us the story of how you hooked up with J.D. Gordon, Dave Gordon.
Well, Dave called me. He called me on a lark, you know. He knew about me from reading album covers, and he called me and he said, man, he said, I just want to see if there'd be any way you could play on my record. And I said, sure, you know, it's what we do here. And, you know, we don't, down here in Nashville, we don't discriminate about whether somebody's a big star or not.
Mm-hmm.
We just, you know, somebody calls us to play on a record, we go play on a record. And, for me, it doesn't matter if a guy's a superstar or completely unknown, because for every big star I've played with, 20 people you'd never heard of.
Really? Well, that's very generous of you, too. And did you see something in him, maybe even back then?
Yeah, well, I think he's a great songwriter, really. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, he's a good musician, plays a little banjo. I love banjo. And, we hooked up. We did a couple of concerts together a couple years ago, one in Carlton Place and one over in Stansted, Quebec. And I've played on a couple of his albums now, and as I understand, he's cooking up another one.
He is, and he hopes to have it released by the time the concert comes. So that's next Thursday, I guess. So I guess you'll have to work hard on that project.
Yeah, he'll have to be quick.
Okay. Now, your music, how has it evolved through the years? Is it still a classic country sound?
Well, for the most part, I mean, I always include several, for sure, classic country with, you know, big titles, big classic country
mm-hmm.
titles, too. But, and then I have special projects, like I've done two Celtic albums, two gospel albums. I just finished my third Christmas album.
Wow.
You know, the theme things. But for the most part, I'm trying to hang on to the classic country, but, you know, stretch out a bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And JD, he has more of a classic sound, I guess.
Yes. And, and I like it because, most of what he does is when he records his songs that he's written.
Okay, yeah, and they're based on his experience and, you know, could be the experience of many people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's why people can relate to it, I guess, so well. Now, the concert itself, a bit of classic country, bluegrassy sound. What other sounds can we expect?
Well, I'll give them a little Celtic music for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of my family heritage. My father's name McCoy, my mother's name Kelly. Both families immigrated from Ireland, years and years ago to America. So I have a lot of Celtic blood in me.
You do. Well, that should be very exciting, too. And you're going to be playing the harmonica?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I do the most. Somebody asked me if I was a singer. I said, no, I'm a harmonica player who sings.
I like that answer. What else can we expect from the concert? How many will be in the band?
I think we've got four or five. I haven't met the band yet. Next Tuesday night, we're actually having our rehearsal in Ottawa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't met them yet.
Okay, so you'll be playing in Kanata the night before, and then you'll be in Lennoxville the night after, and
right
from
right.
there.
Excuse me, August 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Sweden, and I play 11 in Denmark, 12, 17, 19, and 20 in Sweden.
Okay, that's a pretty busy schedule for you.
Well, got a few days off too. Going to enjoy the west coast of Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Just hang out in one of the towns there and relax.
Okay. From all the places you've been, what stands out? What do you like the best?
Well, I really like France a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I played a lot there. Scandinavia. I love Scandinavia. Everyone there is so friendly, and everyone speaks perfect English. And I like Japan a lot, too. I have a lot of friends there, and I've been there 21 times. Like I tell people, I like to be there. I just don't like to go there. The travel's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get older, it's harder. And then
everything. Now you have an instructional DVD out for harmonica playing.
Yes, I'm trying to pass along what I've learned on harmonica in all these years to anyone who's interested in learning.
Good. Sounds exciting. You've come out with an autobiography. That's pretty exciting, too. That's fairly recent, isn't it? It's called, 50 Cents and a Box Top. So tell us about that.
Well, the title is, that was the cost of my first harmonica.
Amazing.
I know, it's amazing. It was 1949. 50 Cents could buy something back in that day. It's mainly a story of, my career, a lot of stories about recording sessions, a lot of stories about the big TV show I worked here. There was a show here called Hee Haw, and actually we had two Canadian stars on the show, Gordy Tapp and Don Heron.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the original producers were from Toronto as well.
Okay, I actually remember that show from my childhood.
Yeah, their company was called Young Street Productions, so. And we know where that name comes from, the main street in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
That was great fun to do that show. And then, of course, once I became a studio musician, the artist thing never was anything I thought about too much. But people, one record label here, Monument Records, convinced me to make some music And for the first few years, we didn't do anything anybody wanted to hear, but then we finally clicked on it, and the instrumental thing became the ticket, So now I'm really excited about making records.
Oh, good for you.
On my own, yeah.
Good for you. So in your pastime, you watch hockey. You're pretty excited about that. Your hockey team has made it to the finals.
I'm a huge hockey fan. We have a great team here in Nashville, and we go to all the games except my wife and I live in Florida in the winter, so we have to miss 3 months worth of games. So we, you know, of course, here those tickets are they've become easier and easier to get rid of.
Okay.
As the team gets good.
I guess so. You're an avid walker too. You walk like 5 kilometers a day, you were saying?
I try to do that, yeah. I've been doing this for 22 years.
Good for you, and, getting your steps
and,
in.
I just, you know, it's almost like, it's strange when you do something like this. You get up in the morning some days and, boy, I just don't feel like it. But you go out there and do it, and after you come back, you say, yeah, I'm glad I did.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Any other sports or any other interests?
Oh, you know, I love baseball. American football is a great sport. I never cared much for soccer until I started seeing it live in Europe, you know. So, and I'm a huge fan of the Olympics. I actually came to the Olympics in Montreal in 96.
Wow, okay. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'd like to add anything else before we go. I know everybody's excited for the concert coming up next Thursday, June 15th.
Yep. Nous sommes joués le 15 juin et nous espérons que tout le monde vont venir à le concert.
Okay, well, thanks very much and all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye.